们请大家一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let's prepare our hearts and bow our heads in silent prayer.
阿门。哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll commence this evening's service.
来唱赞美诗106首。
Now let's rise and sing hymn number 106.
Hallelujah! 我们亲爱的尔湾教会弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all the beloved brothers and sisters in Irvine Church.
我们感谢主耶稣的安排，让小弟在这里有个机会再次跟我们一起来见面，来敬拜神。
Thank the arrangement of our Lord Jesus that I am able to be here today to bear witness for the Lord and to share my experiences.
有一次，这个孟子跟他的朋友在谈论到什么样的人才配得称是大丈夫。
One time, the Chinese philosopher Meng Zi had a conversation with a person regarding who is a true man.
那这一段记载在孟子的《滕文公篇》他的朋友告诉他说我们当朝里头的有位大官他可真是大丈夫啊。
And this Meng Zi's friend told him that there is this high official in the palace, and he is truly considered a great man.
因为文武百官都怕他。
Because all the officials and peasants feared him.
连皇上都要敬他三分啊。
Even the emperor had to pay respect to him.
我看当今之下，没有人可以跟他比拟的，所以他真是一个大丈夫啊。
And so they consider, and so Meng Zi's friend considered this official a great man.
孟子说文武百官怕他是因为他的地位跟权势。
And so Meng Zi told his friend that the people fear him because of his status and position.
那皇上敬重他是因为他的才能。
And the emperor respects him because of his knowledge and skills.
他不能算是一个真正的大丈夫。
He cannot truly be considered a great man.
一个真正的大丈夫必须要做到以下的三点。
Because a great man needs to fulfill the following three criteria.
就是富贵不能淫，贫贱不能移，威武不能屈，此谓大丈夫。意思是说，在富贵的时候，没有办法，不能够迷乱他的心智。
And so one of the criteria is that during times of prosperity or during when a person is rich, they will not fall into corruption.
在卑贱的时候也不能够使他的节操改变。
And when they are fallen into lowly times, they will not change their character as well.
面对武力的威胁，也不能够使他的人格屈服。
And under the threat of force, they will not compromise.
这样的人才能够配称是大丈夫。
And this kind of a person can be considered truly a great man.
那小弟在想说，今天我们都是真教会的基督徒。
And so today, I think that we are also, we are considered believers in the true church.
我们所信仰的这一位神是真神。
And the God that we believe in is the one true God.
我们所归入的教会是真教会。
And the church that we belong to is the one true church.
那理所当然，我们每一个应当要做个真信徒。
And so, reasonably speaking, all of us should be a true believer.
那什么是叫做真基督徒？
So then, what is considered a true Christian?
小弟想啊，孟子这三个条件哦，也是我们一个真基督徒应当具备的。
And I think that Meng Zi's three criteria is something that true Christians should also equip themselves with.
所以以下小弟就从圣经里头我们来选三个人物来谈一谈他们都是真基督徒。
And so I like to use three characters in the Bible to share about the true Christianity.
也是今天我们每一个真基督徒应当要效法的对象。
And these are examples that we should follow after to be a true Christian.
首先我们来谈第一个，富贵不能淫。
And so let us look at the first one is that we should not covet riches.
富贵的生活不能够让我们的心智迷乱。
Which means that in times of abundance or richness, it will not cause our heart to become confused or even corrupt.
我们来举这个约瑟的例子好了。
Let us use the example of Joseph in the Bible.
我们来看创世纪的39章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪39章。
Genesis chapter 39.
第一节。
Verse 1.
一节约瑟被带下埃及去。 有一个埃及人是法老的内臣护卫长波提法，从那些带下他来的以实玛利人手下买了他去二节。约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，神与他同在，他就百事顺利。三节。他主人见神与他同在，又见神使他手里所办的尽都顺利。四节。约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩。
事后，他主人并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的都交在他手里。再看第五节。And verse 5。自从主人派约瑟管理家务和他一切所有的，神就因约瑟的缘故赐福给那埃及人的家，凡家里和田间的一切所有的都蒙神赐福。六节。Verse 6。波提法将一切所有的都交在约瑟手中。 除了自己所吃的饭，别的事一概不知。约瑟原来秀雅俊美。我们先读到这里。And
so we'll read until here。这里谈到说，这个约瑟被他这些哥哥们卖到埃及去了。And
here it talks about Joseph being sold by his brothers into Egypt.
去埃及做什么？And
what did he do in Egypt?
不是去打工。
It wasn't to work.
也不是去留学,
and it wasn't to study.
是去当奴隶的,
but rather, it was to become a slave.
当奴隶的生活, 是不自由的,
and the life of a slave is not free.
是卑贱的,
it is lowly.
是穷苦的,
it is poor and, and suffering a lot.
后来啊, 他被, 这个法老的护卫长, 波提法买去了,
and so he was bought by Potiphar, who was an officer of the Pharaoh.
神与约瑟同在，所以让波提法看出神与他同在，因为约瑟手上所做的都蒙神赐福而百事顺利。And
the Lord was with Joseph, and Potiphar saw that because that everything that he did was successful.
就提升这个约瑟成为管家。And
so he elevated Joseph to become overseer of his house.
约瑟深得他主人的信任。And
he gained the trust of his master.
所以波提法什么事情都不管了。And
so Potiphar no longer had to worry about the responsibilities in the house.
除了自己吃饭的事情啊，一概不知，一概不过问。
Other than eating and drinking, he didn't ask any other questions.
对约瑟来说，这下子总算脱离的这个苦日子了。And
so to Joseph, it seemed that he had escaped the turmoil of his past.
他不再是一个奴隶。He
was no longer a slave.
他是一个管家。He
was now an overseer.
而且是法老护卫长的管家。And
he was an overseer of a house. Of an officer of the Pharaoh.
想必在当时也颇有这个地位了。And
he had gained the status and position then.
那就当约瑟他脱离的苦日子，就当约瑟他的生活开始好转。And
so after Joseph, it seemed that his life was having a change for the better.
这个试探就同时临到了。It
was at the same time that temptation. Came to him.
约瑟是一个17岁的少年人。Joseph
was a 17-year-old man.
当他升为管家之后。And
when after he became an overseer.
因为职务的关系啊，天天跟这个女主人呢，就有相见的时间。And
because of his duty in the house, he often had to see the master's wife.
我们来看第七节。And
let us read verse 7.
七节，这事以后，约瑟主人的妻以目送情给约瑟说：“你与我同寝吧。”八节。Verse
8.
约瑟不从，对他主人的妻说：“看哪，一切家务我主人都不知道，他把所有的都交在我手里。”九节。Verse
9.
在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下你，因为你是他的妻子。 我怎能做这大事，大恶，得罪神呢？在这里记载这个，当约瑟他的生活，这个不再是一个奴隶， 而是一个管家的时候。
And so this records when Joseph was no longer a slave, and now he had become an overseer.
哦，这里说他的女主人对他有意思。
And here the master's wife had interest in him.
哦，也许呀，男主人波提乏啊，忙于公务啊，啊，就冷落了他。
And perhaps the master Potiphar was busy with his work that he neglected her.
哦，这个独守寂寞的空闺啊，加上啊，哦，看见这个管家约瑟又年轻又俊美。
And so perhaps due to this kind of loneliness, and also because Joseph was very handsome.
哦，竟然呢，想与管家哦，想跟约瑟来一段婚外情。
And so she wanted an affair with Joseph.
好，我们看这时候的约瑟。
And so let us examine Joseph at this time.
在这个富贵的环境下的约瑟。
In this successful environment.
哦，如同他跟他的女主人的对话一样。
And it is, we can tell by his conversation and the dialogue with the master's wife.
哦，主人把一切的事情都交在约瑟手里，从不过问。
And the master has entrusted everything of the house to Joseph without asking any more questions.
哦，换句话说啊，只要约瑟不说，只要女主人不讲，哦，这个波提乏男主人呐，是会被蒙在鼓里的。
In other words, if Joseph did not say anything about, if they indeed had an affair and Joseph didn't say anything, neither did the master's wife, then the master Potiphar would be kept without knowing.
哦，再来。约瑟说啊，在这家里啊，没有比他大的。
And next, Joseph said that there's no one greater in this house than I.
哦，因为他是大管家。
Because he is the head overseer of the house.
换句话说啊，只要女主人不讲哦，没有一个啊，哦，这个任何一个奴隶啊，敢跟男主人报告的。
In other words, if the master's wife did not say anything to Potiphar, then none of the servants would dare mention it.
同样的，男主人也是不知道。
And likewise, the master Potiphar would have no idea.
哦，所以从约瑟跟他的女主人的对谈当中，我们可以知道啊，这个约瑟哦，实在是拥有犯罪的机会。
And so between the dialogue of Joseph and the master's wife, we know that there was opportunity for Joseph to commit sin.
哦，再加上约瑟啊，是个年轻人。
And to add on that, Joseph was a young man.
哦，他也有情欲啊。
And he also had desires.
哦，再加上哦，他有机会。
And plus he had the chance.
哦，在这个富贵之下的约瑟。
In this during this time of success.
哦，在充满着犯罪机会下的约瑟。
And during this opportunity of where he could have committed a great sin.
但约瑟却能够得胜。
He was able to prevail.
哦，却能够胜过哦他女主人的引诱。
He was able to overcome the temptation by the master's wife.
哦，胜过来自本身情欲的这个冲动。
He was able to overcome the urge of his physical desires.
是什么原因呢？
What was the strength of? How did he get the strength?
哦，当然。他的主人波提乏对约瑟他有提拔之欲之恩。
Of course, Joseph's master Potiphar has showed him great compassion and grace.
哦，约瑟啊，哦，不应该哦啊，这个顺从女主人的建议。
And so Joseph did not want to go along with the master's wife's suggestion.
哦，因为这样子哦，将是恩将仇报哦啊，这个。对不起他的主人。
Because in this way he would repay his master's grace with vengeance, and that's not what he wanted to do.
哦，但是我们看到约瑟他最后回答他女主人的这一句话。
And so we see at the end when Joseph replied to the master's wife.
我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
He says, How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
哦，可见呢，主人的知遇提拔之恩。并不是约瑟他不犯罪得哦不犯这个罪啊哦的主要原因。
So from this phrase we can see that the reason that Joseph didn't commit the sin was not only because he felt indebted to his master.
约瑟能够得胜女主人的诱惑，得胜肉体的冲动，主要是他心中对神的敬畏。
Joseph was able to overcome the temptation. By his master's wife, and also the desires of his physical body was because he revered God.
甚至到后来，他被他的女主人所抹黑控告而被下到监牢里头。
And even when he was unjustly accused by his by the master's wife, and he was imprisoned.
但约瑟啊，他都不解释。
He offered no explanation.
因为神与他同在。
Because God abided with him.
或许这也是他报答男主人知遇提拔之恩的方法吧。
Perhaps that was the way he repaid the debts he owed to his master.
所以约瑟在富贵的环境当中。
And so during this time, during the successful times for Joseph,
没有让富贵的环境迷乱他对神忠诚的心智。
He did not allow the situation to confuse him.Into committing any sins.
没有失去对神的敬畏。
And he did not lose the fear for God.
所以约瑟是一个富贵不能淫的真基督徒。
And so Joseph was a person who could not be overcome by riches and wealth and success.
今天我们处在这一个这个多元多样多种试探的时代里头。
And so today we likewise we dwell in an environment where there are many materials and temptations.
对许多人来说，这个富贵的环境，并不一定只是充满着，在这个情欲上的引诱而已。
And so, to many, this abundant environment does not only include temptations.
换句话说，淫乱人心的，不一定只是性而已。
And in other words, lust.Or sex is not the only temptation that we face.
名声地位。
But also our reputation and our status.
世上的虚荣。
And the vain glory of this world.
这些都不断地在考验着每一个基督徒。
And these things never ceases to test the Christian.
小弟有时候看到我们年轻的这个弟兄姐妹。
And so I observe many of our young brothers and sisters.
在父母亲的栽培跟教导之下。
From the nurturing and care and upraising of their parents.
在世上拥有很好的这个学历有很好的工作。
And they have a great education and career in this world.
当然也有很高的报酬了。很高的 income
And they also have a great return on their investment.
对于一些这个奢侈比较奢华的消费绝对是负担得起的。
And so they are able to afford many things in this world.
举例来说要吃餐馆那个五颗星的餐馆这个眼睛都。眨眉头都不皱一下就进去了
And take for example, they won't even flinch if they to go into a five-star restaurant.
那这个出门这个开的车子能够开那个最顶级的这个好车。
And the cars that they drive are only the very best.
因为消费得起。
Because they can afford this with their disposable income.
但是小弟发现我们有很多弟兄姐妹。
But I also realize that we have many young brothers and sisters.
面对这种富贵的这个环境。
Now, when they encounter this kind of lavish situation or lifestyle.
虽然能够消费得起这些比较奢华的这个享乐。
Even though they can afford many of these entertainments.
那很感谢主的就是我们的弟兄姐妹很多愿意把这些比较奢华性的享乐把它这个节省下来。
But thank the Lord, many of our brothers and sisters are able to save this kind of money instead of spending it away on these types of enjoyment.
只要是能代步安全考量之下他可以选择比较朴实的这个车子来开。
Take cars for example, they would choose a car that is drivable and not necessarily loaded with all the features and comfort.
在营养跟卫生的考虑之下可以选择这个甚至买回来自己来煮 把这个剩余的钱呢省下来。
And regarding the food that they eat, they oftentimes buy food home and cook it themselves and save the money instead of spending it at the restaurants.
哦，用在更有意义的投资上面。
And they put their money into more worthwhile causes.
哦，用在教会的圣工。
They put their money in helping the ministry in the church.
哦，用在对个人信仰有帮助的事情上。
And things that help cultivate their spirituality.
哦，富裕的生活环境并没有让我们弟兄姐妹的心智淫乱掉。
And this kind of abundance environment does not lead these brothers and sisters to become confused.
哦，所以啊，我们应该要效法约瑟。
And so we should learn from Joseph.
哦，不但啊是在这个男女情欲上，我们要富贵不能淫。
And not only in terms of our physical desires.
哦，在其他方面。
But also in all other areas and aspects of our lives.
我们也应当做到富贵不能淫。
And we should also live up to the standard where the richness and abundance cannot overcome us.
让我们心中充满对神的敬畏。
And so that our hearts may be filled with fear for the Lord.
来做一个真基督徒。
And that way we can become a true Christian.
好，再来我们谈第二个。
And so let's talk about the second point.
哦，贫贱不能移。哦，在贫穷的逆境里头啊，哦，没有改变我们对神的啊这个节操哦。
And so, and the second point is that in poor or lowly times, we will not have any doubts or against God.
哦，我们来举这个以利沙哦先知的例子。
And let us use the example of Prophet Elisha.
来看列王记下的第五章。
Now let's refer to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下五章的十五节。
Second Kings chapter 5 verse 15。
十五节，乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说：“如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。现在求你收点仆人的礼物。”十六节。
Verse 16。
以利沙说：“我指着所侍奉永生的神起誓，我必不受。”乃曼再三的求他，他却不受。十七节。
Verse 17。
乃曼说：“你若不受，请将两骡子驮的土赐给仆人。从今以后，仆人必不再将燔祭或平安祭献于别神，只献于真神。”跳过来看二十节。
And、let's jump over to 20。
二十节，神人以利沙的仆人基哈西心里说：“我主人不愿从这亚兰人乃曼手里受他带来的礼物，我指着永生的神起誓，我必跑去追上他，向他要些。”哦，在这里记载的是亚兰国的麻风元帅乃曼。
And so here it talks about the story of the commander of the Syrian army, Naaman.
哦，虽然他是一个大能的勇士。
And even though he was a very high commander.
哦，在他的君王面前呢，这个为尊为大的。
And he was great among his kingdom.
哦，美中不足的，哦，他患了麻风病。
But unfortunately, he contracted leprosy.
哦，偶然之下，从他所掳来的一个以色列的小女子口中啊，得知。哦，这个以色列的先知啊，能够医他的病。
And the slave girl that that was there told him that there was a prophet that could heal him of his leprosy.
哦，乃曼啊，于是哦，带着礼物以及他国王的这个诏诏书啊。哦，浩浩荡荡的，哦，以战胜国的姿态来见以色列王。
And so, so Naaman brought gifts, and other official items to come, meet Prophet Elisha.
哦，这个以色列王一听，哦，这个乃曼要他治好他的麻风病，哦，以色列王啊，甚至认为这是对方啊。哦，来找茬，找理由来攻击呀、
啊。I'm sorry, Naaman went to meet the king of Israel, and the king of Israel was afraid that Naaman was there to pick a fight.
哦，所以以利沙先知啊，听到哦，这个以色列王啊，这个乃曼去找他啊，所以啊，就派人啊叫以色列王说：“你叫乃曼来见我。
”And so, So when the king of Israel heard this, he requested Naaman to come see him.
乃曼一行人就到了以利沙先知他的家门前。
And so Elisha requested Naaman and his people to come see him, and so they came before his house.
以利沙并没有亲自出面来接见他，只是叫一个仆人告诉乃曼说， 你到约旦河里去洗澡洗七次，你就能够得医治。
And Prophet Elisha did not come out to meet him, but rather asked the servant to go out there and instruct him to wash himself in the River Jordan 7 times.
让这个乃曼非常的不满。
And so Naaman was very displeased upon hearing this.
你们的国王看到本大元帅还要起立立正站好，你这个只是个小老百姓，竟然不来见我。
And he thought to himself that even the king of Israel would have to stand and bow down to me when I stand to greet me when I arrive, and you, a little prophet, wouldn't even come out to meet me.
应该站在我面前，来求告你的神，在我的患处，来摇手，来治好我的病，怎么叫我去洗澡？
And he was thinking that Elisha should come out and call upon the Lord to heal him of this leprosy instead of asking a servant to relay a message to dip himself in the River Jordan.
难道我大亚兰国的水不比你这个小以色列国的约旦河来得好吗？
And so he thought that is the water in my country any worse than the water in this little country of Israel.
于是气愤愤的想要回去。
And so he was angry and was about to return back.
还好他有个仆人赶快劝他说， 如果先知要你做一件大事，你岂不是照着做吗？
But thankfully, one of his servants convinced him to stay back, saying that, oh, the prophet had asked you to do something great, would you not have done it?
只是一件到约旦河去洗澡洗七次，为什么你不答应呢？
But now there's only a small task that you have to do, which is to wash yourself in the River Jordan 7 times. Why would you not want to do it?
也许乃曼心里想也对。
And perhaps Naaman was thinking to himself, he's right.
如果先知要我上高山摘千年雪莲下深海去取什么宝贝，我也是要想办法。 何况这么简单，到约旦河洗七次澡而已。
And Naaman was thinking, if had the prophet asked me to climb the heights of the mountain and go down into the depths of the sea, I would have done so. And so why wouldn't I just wash myself in the River Jordan 7 times?
反正跑得了和尚跑不了庙，等本大元帅如果洗七次没有好，再找他算账也来得及。
So he thought to himself, well, it's really a win-win situation for me that if I wash myself in the river 7 times and I'm not cured, then I'll come find him for payback.
结果在约旦河他洗七次之后，得了洁净。
And so indeed, after washing himself 7 times in the river, he was cleansed.
这时候的乃曼一改以前的狂妄自大，非常谦卑的来到了以利沙先知的家。
And so after he was healed, he completely reverted from his arrogant ways and became humble before Elisha.
一个外邦的元帅，一个战胜国的元帅，这下子认识神了。
This was a great commander from a great country outside of Israel, and now he came to know God.
除了以色列，普天下没有神。
And that other than Israel, there is no other such God in the world.
要以利沙先知一定要收下他带来的礼物。
And he insisted that Prophet Elisha accept his gifts.
他带来多少礼物？
So how much gifts did he bring?
It
explains this in verse 5.
乃曼带着银子10他连得金子6000色克勒，还有衣服10套。
And so he took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing.
这是为数很相当可观的一笔财富。
And this was a very great number of gifts.
但是以利沙先知，他一毛钱都不要。
But Prophet Elisha did not take even a penny.
甚至在乃曼不断的要求之下，他不得不指着神发誓说，我一毛钱都不要。
And so under this insistence of Naaman, Elisha vowed that he would not take anything.
于是乃曼改求说，那如果你都不要，你给我两坨土吧，我回去将来我献上燔祭平安祭都献给以色列的神，不再献给其他的神。
And since Elisha refused him, Naaman said, then if not, let me be given 2 meal loaves of earth, and so that he can offer the sacrifice to God.
神的荣耀在这个外邦元帅乃曼的身上大得彰显。
And God's glory was revealed to this great commander from another country.
就在这个时候啊，这个以利沙先知有一个徒弟叫做基哈西。
And so it was around this time that Elisha's servant Gehazi.
他也发誓了。
He also vowed.
他说啊，我指着永生的神发誓哈。我老师不要，我基哈西一定要。
And he says that he vows, he swears that if even if my master does not want these gifts, I, Gehazi, will take them.
我要跑去向他要些。
And that he will run over to pursue Naaman and ask the gifts from him.
同样指着神发誓，竟然有如此大的差别哦。
And these two vows that they made are drastically different.
一个是我一定不要，一个是我一定要。
One is that I will absolutely not receive the gifts, and one is I will very gladly take it.
那我们再来看看是不是这个以利沙先知他太有钱了，根本不稀罕乃曼的这些礼物啊。
So if we look at this further, was the reason that Elisha not accepting the money because he was very wealthy?
我们来看
Let us read on.
我们来看26节。
Let's read verse 26.
26节，以利沙对他说：“那人下车转回营里的时候，我的心岂没有去呢？这岂是受银子、衣裳、买橄榄园、葡萄园、牛羊、仆婢的时候呢？”在这里呀、这个基哈西受到以利沙先知的责备。
And here, Gehazi was chastised by Elisha.
现在不是这个接受银子接受馈赠来添购产地牛羊甚至仆婢的时候。
Now, this was not a time to take all the calves and the lambs and to enjoy the gifts.
那从第六章我们可以看到说啊。他们所居住的地方过于狭窄。
And so in chapter 6, we can see that the place that they dwelled in was very small.
那可见他们并不是不需要这个金钱的资助。
And so from here we see that it was not that Elisha didn't need this financial support.
对基哈西来讲他跟随老师以利沙那么久了。都没有过得好日子。
And to Gehazi, after so many years of following Elisha, he had never enjoyed a day of comfort.
所以他总希望有个好日子可以过过。
And so he longed for good days ahead.
贫穷的日子他过怕了。
Because he already lived in a life of poverty.
贫穷的日子已经让他失去了那个先知当有的节操。
And he already lost this tenacity that he should have had in training to become a prophet.
所以他发誓他一定要追上乃曼，向他要一些。
And so he vowed to himself that he would pursue after Naaman to request these gifts.
为什么这个以利沙他分毛都不要？
And so why was it that Elisha was able to resist even a single coin.
而基哈西他却是发誓说我一定要跑去要。
But conversely, Gehazi insisted on running after Naaman to receive it.
因为他们看中的东西不一样。
It's because they value different things.
基哈西看中的是乃曼所带来的礼物。
Gehazi valued the material gifts that Naaman brought.
而以利沙先知看中的是神的荣耀。
But Elisha, on the other hand, valued got the glory of God.
为了维护神的荣耀。
In order to protect the glory of God.
这是神在外邦彰显他荣耀的时候。
Because this was a moment where the opportunity when God revealed His glory.
任何的接受任何的馈赠啊，都只无以损及神的荣耀。
And so receiving any type of compensation or gifts would in essence dilute this glory of God.
乃曼回去会怎么讲？
And so, if they were to accept this gift, what would Naaman have said after he returned back?
我这个麻风病啊，哎，是我花多少钱得到医治的？
Perhaps he would proclaim that his leprosy was healed due to the amount of money he put out.
神的荣耀就淡然无存。
And so, glory of God would be insulted.
好，所以这是为什么。伊丽莎先知啊，他坚持不受的原因啊。
And so this is why the reason why Prophet Elisha insisted on not receiving any of the compensation.
可见贫苦的生活哦，跟环境啊，没有改变这个伊丽莎先知哦，他对神的荣耀的看重。
And so we can see that in the life of poverty and lowliness, Elisha. Still value the glory of God more than any material abundance.
没有失去一个神先知当有的节操。
He did not lose this resolution that he had, that one needs to be a worker of God.
哦，所以以利沙先知真是个真基督徒。
And so Prophet Elisha is a true Christian.
好，那今天也许啊。我们的生活在神的祝福之下、哦、没有像基哈、啊、没有像这个以利沙先知、啊、他所面对的穷苦的环境。
And so today, most of us are under the blessing of God, do not live in those poor conditions as Gehazi and Elisha lived in at the time.、
哦、那如同刚刚我们说这个富贵、哦不能淫、哦、这个淫乱我们心智的不一定是男女之间的这个情欲、啊
Just as we mentioned before, that abundance or wealth cannot tempt us in that physical desires may not be the only temptation.
同样的，让我们感受到贫穷的不一定是物质的金钱。
And in the same sense, what money may not be, the lack of money may not be the only thing that may cause us to feel poverty.
哦、有些人是心里的贫穷。
And some people have a poverty inside their hearts.、
哦、所以他总是觉得跟人家没有办法比较。
And so they always feel that they are, they cannot compare to others. They are too lowly.
鞋柜里头、啊、总是少一双鞋的，衣柜里头总是少那么一件衣服啊。
Because in their closet, they're always missing one shoe or always lacking a dress or a suit.
总是想要在某些在这个 title 上啊，或者是名声地位上啊，不断的来争取。
And they constantly struggle to gain that title or status in their lives.
重排名。重身份
and they emphasize on rankings and also a person's a job.
哦，总是喜欢人家尊敬他、敬重他，哦，只愿意有掌声，哦，活在这样的镁光灯之下。
And they long for a laud and praise and adoration from their peers.
其实这也是一种心理的虚空。
And this is in actuality a type of emptiness of the soul.
也是种心理的贫穷。
It is also a poverty in the soul.
哦，所以让我们贫穷的不一定只是物质的金钱而已。
And so, what causes us to feel poverty may not be limited to money.
哦，我们是富足的还是贫穷的呢
？Are we rich or are we poor?
哦，我们看重的是什么
？What do we value?
哦，我们看重的是神及神的荣耀。
Do we value God and His glory?
哦，还是我们以及我们的荣耀
？Or do we value our own glory?
哦，我们做一个贫贱不能移的真基督徒。
We need to become a true Christian that cannot be overcome by wealth.
哦，看重神的荣耀，胜过一切外在的金钱、名声、地位的追逐。
We need to value the glory of God to the point that it surpasses. any material abundance or wealth in this world.
不让这些东西哦来操控我们，来影响我们，哦对耶稣基督当有的一个节操。
To not let any of these things affect us and change us in our attitude for Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，那最后我们再谈谈啊、哦、这个威武不能屈哈、哦。
And so,
就是面对这个啊、武力胁迫哦啊、不会啊、让我们的人格哈、哦、啊来屈服。
And so, the last thing we will examine is that we will not surrender to any outside threats or forces.
我们来看但以理的三个朋友。
Let us look at Daniel's three friends.
我们请看但以理书的第三章。
Let us read Daniel chapter 3.
十三节
Daniel 3 verse 13
十三节当时尼布甲尼撒匆匆大怒吩咐人把撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥带过来他们就把那些人带到王面前十四节
verse 14
尼布甲尼撒问他们说撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥你们不侍奉我的神也不敬拜我所立的金像是故意的吗十五节
Verse 15.
你们在听见角、哦、笛琵琶琴瑟笙和各样乐器的声音若俯伏敬拜我所造的像却还可以若不敬拜必立时扔在烈火的窑中有何神能救你们脱离我手呢十六节
Verse 16.
撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥对王说尼布甲尼撒这件事我们不必回答你是七节
Verse 17.
即便如此我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来王啊他也必救我们脱离你的手十八节
Verse 18.
即或不然王啊你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神也不敬拜你所立的金像啊、这里记载着、哦、这个但以理的三个朋友因为不敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的这个金像、哦啊、而被、啊、带到王的面前
And this passage is in telling Daniel's three friends they refused to worship the gold image that the king had set up so they were brought before the king、
哦、面对、啊、这个匆匆大怒的尼布甲尼撒王、
they faced a furious and angry King Nebuchadnezzar、
哦、王啊因为爱财、哦、所以、啊、告诉这三个人说本王再给你们一个机会
And so this King Nebuchadnezzar offered them another chance、
哦如果、啊、你们听到这个奏乐的声音、啊哦、你们俯伏敬拜我的金像、哎、那、本王、啊、就不跟你们计较了
And if they hear the sound of these instruments they fall down and worship the image and then he will forgive them、
哦、不然、啊、必立时把你们扔到烈火的窑中看有什么神、啊、能够救你们脱离我的手
Otherwise they would be thrown into a burning fiery furnace and it will see if their God will be able to deliver them、
哦、我们看到这三个人面临这个生死攸关之际、啊、
And we see this crisis that Daniel's three friends were facing between life and death、
哦、他们并没有说、啊哦，看神啊！哦、我看哦，哈、啊，留得青山在、啊，不怕没柴烧啊！哎，你就啊，暂时不要看好了、哦，我们拜一拜哈、哦。
They didn't compromise to the situation and ask God to look the other way so that they can worship the image for just that a small period of time.
哦，以后就不拜了，哦，就拜这么一次嘛。
And then they did not compromise and tell themselves, "We will just worship the image this one time."
哦、我们看到他们怎么回答王。
Let us see their response to the king.
他说：“尼布甲尼撒，这件事情我们不必回答你。
”And they say that King, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to answer you regarding this matter.、
哦、我们看看、哦、这三个人多勇敢、哦、
And you can see their boldness of these three friends.
其他的事情、啊、我们还可以商量，这件事情谈都不用谈、啊、
And that any other matter can be still a case for discussion, but.Not regarding this matter.、
哦、没有商量的余地。
There is not even room for discussion.、
哦即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来、哦、
He says, if that is our case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace.
十八节说，即或不然、啊哦、 你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
And in verse 18 it says, But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.
不但说这件事情不用谈，我们相信我们神会救我们，就算没有的话，我们也绝对不会拜你的神。
And so even, not only is this a case out of discussion, but they will... But the God that they worship will deliver them, and even if not, they will never serve their gods or worship the golden image.
面对这个生死攸关之际，这三个人哦，眉头都不皱一下，跟王说不必商量。
And so, facing this this dire circumstance of life and death, these three friends did not even flinch, but they faced the king boldly.
这种视死如归的态度。
This kind of resolute attitude.
当然了，这个王啊，没有办法忍受，马上吩咐人把他们丢到烈火的窑中，并且加热七倍。
And of course, the king could not tolerate this kind of response, so he instructed his servants to heat up the furnace seven times hotter.
神差遣他的使者拯救他们三个人。
And God sent his angel to deliver. The three friends.
也让尼布甲尼撒王啊，再一次的认识神呐。
And allowed Nebuchadnezzar to once again know God.
所以我们看到这三个人。
And so we see these three godly men.
在生死关头，临死不屈。
And even during times of during a period of life and death. They did not compromise their beliefs.
在武力的胁迫之下，绝不屈服。
And under the threat of force, they did not surrender.
不改变对神的忠心。
They did not change their loyalty and faithfulness to God.
同样的，对今天的我们来说。
So today, in the same way for us.
尤其我们生活在这个宗教信仰自由的美国。
And especially since we live in a religiously free society in America.
既不是回教国家，也不是共产国家。
And this is not an Islamic nor a communist nation.
对我们来说，这个肉体的这个伤害的逼迫不可能会发生。
It's almost impossible to face physical persecution in this country.
但如同我们刚刚所讲的那两样。
But the two things that we mentioned before.
我们这个末世的基督徒，我们就活在另外一种武力威迫之下。
But we as Christians in end times, we face a different kind of persecution.
在这个同侪的压力下。在 peer pressure 下面。
And we live under this peer pressure.
在这个世人这个似是而非的观念的压力下。
And we live under a pressure of other people's opinions.
甚至在于这个违背圣经真理的这个法律政策之下。
And we live in the society where there's a separation between a church and state.
比如说同性婚姻的合法化。
And there's even an legalization of homosexuality.
我们愿不愿意像这山林里的三个朋友勇敢地说不，那是错的。
And are we willing to stand boldly and proclaim that these things are wrong?
坚持神的信仰。
And that we will keep the faith.
坚持圣经的教导。
And to keep the instructions in the scriptures.
在这个这个同事啦，这个亲友，那个不良嗜好的压力下。
And under the peer pressure of our friends and even our relatives.
我们是不是宁可坚守我们圣经的真理？
Are we able to hold fast onto the truth?
我们不退让。
And we will not give way.
我们不妥协。
We will not compromise.
做一个威武不屈的真基督徒。
We will become a strong, a true Christian that will not surrender from threats or force.
所以孟子所说的大丈夫的标准。
And so the standard that 孟子set for a truly great man,
同样的也应当实践在我们信仰生活里头。
And should also manifest itself in our life of faith.
无论环境是顺境是逆境。
No matter if we're living in times of success or times of difficulty.
是富贵是卑贱。
Or in times of wealth and abundance, or in times of poverty and lowliness.
我们都愿意持守对神的忠贞。
We are still willing to hold fast onto the determination to serve God.
对神的心志。
And to have a resolution to serve God.
做一个不改变节操的真基督徒。
And to become a true Christian that will not compromise.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们。
Let us ask the Lord to continue to guide us and help us.
每一个弟兄姐妹都是真基督徒。
And so that all of our brothers and sisters can become true Christians.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
108首。
Let us sing hymn 108.